This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Right, let us do a little bit of Kuzari. V'haru'uyu l'hakdim, I think that's where we are. V'haru'uyu l'hakdim on Omud Kafches. V'haru'uyu l'hakdim mehabakoshes. Now he's going back to the tefillah, to the order of the brochas in the Shmona Esra. Which is the brocha that should come first? Once we start turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam, asking for our needs, what has to come first? The first one has to be bakoshos haseichel v'hadas. One has to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for intellect and for intuitive knowledge. Shebohem yogia ha'odom liskarev el eloikov. For with that, one can become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now that's also a very important yesod. How does a yid become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not through all sorts of existential experiences. And then the first step is you need seichel and das. There's got to be intellect and there's got to be intelligence. If there isn't, there cannot be kurva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's einam oret chosid. There is no other way to come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The first thing that we have to ensure is that the Ribbono Shel Olam blesses us with intellect and with understanding so that we can operate in the Torah. Al kein higdim choinen hadas hasmucha el mashe achareo. And that's why choinen hadas comes before the next one. What is the next one? Ritzoin elam aroitze b'teshuva. Then you can start for tshuva. Kedei shetiyah hadas va'abino hohi b'derech ha'toyra va'avoido. To make sure that one uses one's knowledge and wisdom in the way of Torah and avoido. Kemo shehu omer, as we say, hashiveinu avinu l'seiro secho v'korveinu malkinu l'avoido secho. So what is the order now of brochas? We pray for das and for seichel. And immediately afterwards, we misfail to the Ribbono Shel Olam that seichel should be attached to Torah. Seichel alone is not sufficient. With seichel alone, you can make a lot of mistakes. Torah without seichel, you can make a lot of mistakes. You need the two together. First, you need the seichel, which is the kelim, and then you need to be close to the Torah to be able to employ that seichel in the Torah so that one can reason straight. And since it is not possible for a person to be without sin, his chayiv lehispalel al slicha sachet b'machshove u'v'maise bevirkas chanun ha'mabeh lishloach. We are obligated to daven for slicha and mechilo in chet, in machshove, in thought and in deed. There are two different areas where there can be chet. We can do something wrong, and that needs slicha and mechilo. And there can also be a wrong machshova. A wrong machshova can express itself in two areas. Either that one's thinking something wrong, one's thinking something deceitful, one's thinking something unclean. That's a machshova which is a chet, where the thought itself is a sin. And then there's another kind of machshova where through incorrect understanding and an incorrect hashkofa, everything that one does is wrong. One's whole yesoidus are wrong. The Ibn Ezra says that he explains the fear of Yaakov Avinu when Yaakov Avinu goes to meet Esav and he's afraid of Shema Yigram Achet, Chazal say. So what's he afraid of Shema Yigram Achet? He's the same Yaakov Avinu who said, Im lovan garti v'taryag mitzvah shomarti. I kept all 613 of the mitzvahs. That means Yaakov knew very well that he hadn't sinned. If he knew very well that he hadn't sinned, what is he afraid of when he comes to meet Esav? Shema Yigram Achet. Maybe I have sinned and the Ribbono Shel Olam has withdrawn his protection from me. How can you say Im lovan garti if you're afraid that you might have sinned? Either you know or you don't know. If you know for sure you didn't sin, what are you afraid of? If you don't know for sure you didn't sin, how can you say Im lovan garti? Which Chazal say mean that I was with lovan and I kept all 613 mitzvahs. So the Ibn Ezra says he was worried about a chet shebe machshova. A chet or a shagogo in machshava, a sin or a mistake in thinking. He knew he didn't do anything wrong, but he might have thought something wrong. But he knows also that he didn't think anything wrong. How could he have thought anything wrong, Yaakov Avinu? What he's not sure about is that he might have thought something that one of his premises are wrong. And if one of his premises are wrong, then everything is wrong. You remember we learned the Gemara once with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was ill, and his Talmidim came in to visit him. And as they come in to visit him, he cries, he starts crying, and they say, "What are you crying, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? What are you crying about?" And he says, "If I was going before a judge of Bosov Adon, a human being, to be judged, wouldn't I be scared? And what is a human being after all? He's alive one day and he's dead the next day, and you can bribe him, you can argue before him, you can try and appease him. It's not that serious. And if he does lock you up, it's only temporarily. And if he does execute you, it's only your body he can take away. He can't take away your neshama. Now I'm going before the Ribbono Shel, and who knows? If he executes me, that's my neshama itself." Question number one, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is worried about execution of neshama. Is he worried that he's not going to get no olam haba? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is worried that there's no olam haba. And then he says, and furthermore, there are only two roads in front of me, one to Gehenna and one to Gan Eden. If you go before a human court of law, there are many different options. You might get off altogether, or you might get, you're not going to get rewarded, that's for sure. You might get off, you might get a fine, you might go to jail, you might be executed. There's a full range of possibilities. Before the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says there are only two gates. One gate leads to Gan Eden, and one gate leads to Gehenna. And I know I have to walk through one of those gates, either to Gehenna or to Gan Eden. I don't know which. Question number two. So if the choice is Gehenna and Gan Eden, he is in a 50-50 doubt. He's absolutely, he wouldn't be surprised at all if after being judged, the Ribbono Shel Olam says that door please, and says Gehenna on it. He wouldn't be surprised. No more surprised than if the Ribbono Shel Olam says Gan Eden please. But he says, "Any of there? I don't know which one I'm going to go through. Malo Yevke, shouldn't I cry?" Question number three, why does he wait until the Talmidim come in to cry? What's it all a big show? Why didn't they find him crying when they came in? It says, "Kivan Shiro," when he saw them, Hitchil Livkos, then he started crying. Why did he start crying only when the Talmidim came in? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains what he was afraid about. Was not that he'd done anything wrong. He knew he didn't do anything wrong. He knew he kept the halacha. He knew he kept every letter of Shulchan Aruch. He knew he never wasted a moment that wasn't in learning. So what's he afraid of? Maybe a premise was wrong. So why does he cry when the Talmidim come in? Then we can understand. He cries because when the Talmidim comes in, he realizes the consequences. A wrong premise, if it's my own private life, a wrong premise, no, good, I made a mistake. For that you won't go to Gehenna. But to raise a generation of Talmidim who are themselves now teachers and are raising others, and all that on a false premise. If I've made a mistake, then I deserve Gehenna. And says Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, I don't know. How can I know if my premises are right or wrong? So there's such a thing as a toes b'machshova or as a chet b'machshova, an intellectual mistake which you can never be sure about. You can never know for 100% sure. So no matter what, that's why even immediately after Yom Kippur, as Ne'ilah is over, what do? We start straight away with Ma'ariv. No time for any chet. And Ma'ariv, we start again. Slach lonu, mecha lonu. We start straight away. Slach lonu, avinu, kichatonu. What chet are we talking about? Minutes after Ne'ilah. If your premise is wrong, then it's continuous. You're sinning all the time. There isn't a moment that you aren't being chet if the premise is wrong. And so one has to struggle as hard as one can to make sure that the premises are right. That's again the importance of a derech, of a hashkofa, to have some kind of basis. At least I know that's the way I was taught. It's a continuation of the way I was taught. So what's the worst that can happen is that I was taught wrong. Okay, but that's not entirely my responsibility then. At least that there's something to rely on, rather than to start to become creative and innovative when it comes to matters of hashkofa. That's where one has to be terribly careful. And that's where one has to be careful in picking up hashkofa from the street. That one is responsible for. So that's why the next broch is Chanun Amabel Yisloach. V'soymech el atfilo hazois toldus haslicho. And the next one is the consequence of forgiveness. If Hashem forgives me, what's the next thing? V'hi ha'gulu mimashu anach luboy. That's gulu from our present golus. If Hashem will excuse us properly, then we know that there'll be a gulu. So really what we should do is we should pause for a moment after that bracha, Goel Yisrael, and if Hashem doesn't redeem us at that point, we know something wrong. Either our tefillah is not right, our slicha and mechila hasn't been right, because we're asking for the whole nation. Slachlono Avinu is not just for myself, we're asking for the whole nation. Says the Kuzari, if Hashem would give us proper slicho, then the next thing would be geula. Doesn't happen. That means we haven't got proper slicho. The nation has not been forgiven. And then you turn to Re'enova and Yenu, see our difficulties, and we finish with Goel Yisrael. Then we daven for physical health. Then we ask for material well-being in order to look after our physical health. Then we ask for Bnei Yisrael all to be gathered together. Then we talk about a return to the days of righteousness and Hashem's reattachment to us as our King. Then we are mispalel to remove the impurities and sinners, people who deliberately sin, who the dafkiniks, we want them removed from the nation because we can't operate with them. And then we say, ask for the shmira, for protection of the precious essence of the Jewish people, that is the tzaddikim and the chassidim. Then we mispalo for the Ribbono Shel Olam to return Yerushalayim to its former glory and to put his shchino there. Then we mispalo for Mashiach. Look at all this preparation that has to be before we even have the chutzpah to ask for Mashiach. All this has to come first. And that is then the end of our physical needs, the request for our physical needs. And then finally we daven that our tefillah should be accepted in Shomei HaTefillah. We then on mispalo that we too should be zoche to see the Shechino eye to eye, as the prophets have done and Chassidim and those who came out of Mitzrayim had the opportunity of doing Ba'amro. That's what we mean when we say, not only that you should return to Tzion, but that our eyes should be there too, that we should see you as you return to Tzion. And you end off with and you must picture in your mind that the Shechino is standing opposite you, and you bow down. That bowing down in Moedim is bowing down to the presence of the Shechino, which you must picture in front of you. As Yisrael in fact used to bow when they were confronted with the Shechino. And you bow down the bowing for Moedim during the Bracha of Hidosh, which includes the goodness of Hashem and the praise for them, for that goodness. And then you say the Oseh Shalom, Shehi Achasimu Kedeshitiye Ptirosim Lifnei Ashkina B'Sholim, so that we should be able to detach ourselves once again from the Shechino in Sholom, in peace, without having been affected in any way destructively from that encounter. And that ends the Shemona Esra and the order of things there. Did he leave out? He didn't brought that in. Achakin Yisfanel Abrius Hagufim Vanaposhus. Everything can be learned from me atzad lebar mikerin mishum deikilamifrech ma lekulu shekein muodim mitchiloso.